The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Nelly, welcome to our college football special edition as we break down the games on Friday and Saturday. The last 3 weeks, we've had winning weeks in college football. Last three Saturdays, we've had winning Saturdays in college football. I was never a good bowler, never bowled my weight, but I did have to look it up. Four consecutive strikes is called a four-bagger or a ham bone. So that's what we're playing for. Let's go get the ham bone. Let's look at Friday night first. We're playing three of the five big games, and we're going to lead off with Memphis plus +9 at Houston. So the Tigers are 5-5 straight up, 3-7 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost by 17 at UCF without their starting quarterback. They beat SMU by 3 and lost by 1 to East Carolina. Meanwhile, the Cougars, 9-1 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. Last three games, they beat SMU by 7. They won at UCF by 8 and won at Temple by 29. So the Cougars have some conference wins this year by 7-7-8. Memphis has lost games this year by 3-3-6-1. This game kind of screams a one-score game to me. So I'm going to grab the points and take the Tigers plus +9 at Houston. Game number two on the docket is Arizona plus +15 at Washington State. The Wildcats are 1-9 straight up, but they're playing a whole lot better. They're 6-4 against the spread. Last three games, they lost by 7 at USC, beat Cal by 7, and lost by 9 to Utah. Meanwhile, the Cougars, they are 5-5 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. They lost by 2 to BYU. They won at Arizona State by 13, and they lost at Oregon by 14. So these two teams are red hot against the spread as underdogs. Washington State has covered 6 of their last 7 games as an underdog. Arizona has covered 4 straight as an underdog. Neither team had been favored in conference until now. Arizona is the underdog. So let's grab the 15 points. We're playing Arizona plus +15 at Washington State. Then on our final game on Friday, we're playing Nevada minus -1.5 over Air Force. The Falcons are 7-3 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. They lost to San Diego State by 6, lost to Army by 7, then had the nice impressive victory at Colorado State by 14. Meanwhile, for the Wolfpack in Nevada, 7-3 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. They beat UNLV by 31, beat San Jose State by 3, and lost at San Diego State by 2. So my gut wants to play the under, but Nevada is averaging 37 points per game in conference, so that scared me away. I like the Wolfpack, minus -1.5 at home under the lights on Friday night. So to recap our three Friday games, we're on Memphis plus +9, Arizona plus +15, and Nevada minus -1.5. Now we turn our attention to Saturday. We're going to start with our college football system plays. The system this year is 7-5, and we will follow the system no matter what. Two system plays, play number one, Clemson, we've locked it in now at a minus -4.5 over number 10, Wake Forest. Play number two, it is locked in. We're on K-State minus -1 over Baylor. So those are the two system plays. Now let's get to the rest of the card. We lead off with Michigan State plus +19 over Ohio State. The Spartans are 9-1 straight up, 8-2 against the spread. Very impressive. They beat Michigan by 4, had the clunker at Purdue losing by 11, and beat Maryland last week by 19. Meanwhile, the Buckeyes, 9-1 straight up, 5-4-1 against the spread. They beat Penn State by 9, they won at Nebraska by 9, and they crushed Purdue by 28. Is it possible to look past number 7 in the country? Well, with Michigan waiting in the wings, it is possible. Michigan State has been disrespected by me and most others all season long. Can Ohio State beat them by 20? Absolutely. Should they be favored by 19? Absolutely not. I'll take the Spartans plus +19 and hope they run on Saturday. Next up, we go to Norman, Oklahoma, where the Sooners are -3.5 against Iowa State. So the Sooners are 9-1 straight up, 4-6 against the number. They beat Kansas by 12. They beat Texas Tech by 31. Then last week, of course, they finally got beat. They lost to Baylor by 13. Meanwhile, the Cyclones, 6-4 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. They lost by 7 at West Virginia. They beat Texas by 23. And they lost at Texas Tech by 3. This will be the 7th time this season that we bet an Oklahoma football game. This will be the first time that I'm betting on Oklahoma. Iowa State has lost 3 of 4 road games in conference this year. Oklahoma might get caught looking ahead to Oklahoma State, but I think it's more likely that the 52-point OU shows up on Saturday. By the way, last two home games, Oklahoma scored 52 against TCU and 52 against Texas Tech. Sooners, -3.5 is the play at home against Iowa State. Next up, we're going to play Northwestern, +11 over Purdue. The Wildcats are still bad, 3-7 straight up, 3-7 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost to Minnesota by 27, lost to Iowa by 5, and lost at Wisconsin by 28. Boilermakers, 6-4 straight up, 5-5 against the number. They won at Nebraska by 5, beat Michigan State by 11, and lost at Ohio State by 28. I'll admit it, Purdue has some nice wins this year, but the Wildcats have covered 3 of their last 4 home games. I think they'll give Coach Fitzgerald a strong effort in the home finale. We're going to play the Wildcats +11 over Purdue. Next up on the card, I'm smiling about this one, Texas +3 against West Virginia. Yes, I know. The Longhorns, 4-6 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. Last three games, they lost to Baylor by 7, lost to Iowa State by 23, and yes, they lost to Kansas at home by 1. Mountaineers, meanwhile, 4-6 straight up, 5-5 against the spread. Last three games, they beat Iowa State by 7, lost to Oklahoma State by 21, and lost at K-State by 17. Is this why Urban Meyer turned down Texas? In their defense, though, Kansas had Oklahoma on the ropes earlier this season. 5 straight losses for Texas. I think it's down to me and some of the Texas parents that still believe in this team. I'm still going to play them. Texas +3 at West Virginia. Roll your eyes, everyone. Next up on the docket, we go to Bloomington, Indiana, and not for basketball. We're there for football. We're playing the Hoosiers +7.5 over Minnesota. The Hoosiers are 2-8 straight up, 2-8 against the spread. There has not been a more dreadful team than IU. They lost by 3 at Maryland. They lost by 22 at Michigan. And last week, they lost by 35 to Rutgers, hitting an all-time low. The Gophers, meanwhile, 6-4 straight up, 5-4-1 against the spread. They won at Northwestern by 27, lost to Illinois by 8, and lost by 5 at Iowa last week. Minnesota is the better team and should be able to run all day against IU. But this is a dangerous trap game for Minnesota. They played Iowa last week for the pig, and they play Wisconsin next week for the axe. Indiana's banged up, but it is senior day, and I do think they bottomed out last week against Rutgers. I'll take the Hoosiers +7.5 against Minnesota. Next up on the card, we're going to play Cincinnati, the Bearcats, -11 over SMU. The Bearcats are 10-0 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. They won at Tulane by 19. They beat Tulsa by 8, and they won at South Florida by 17. The Mustangs are 8-2 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. They lost by 7 at Houston, lost at Memphis by 3, and beat Central Florida by 27. So SMU is a good football team, but they have failed to cover in 4 of 5 road games this year. Cincinnati has failed to cover in 4 straight, but in those games, they've been favored by 23 or more points. This is their shortest line since -2 at Notre Dame. This could be a statement game. I'll take the Bearcats, -11 over SMU. Next up on the docket, it is the Battle of Los Angeles. It is UCLA -3.5 at USC. You can shop around here. 3 should be available, but I'll take the 3.5 and run. The Bruins are 6-4 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. They lost by 3 to Oregon. They lost at Utah by 20, then bounced back last week, defeating Colorado by 24. Meanwhile, the Trojans, 4-5 straight up, 3-6 against the spread. They lost by 15 at Notre Dame, beat Arizona by 7, and lost by 15 at Arizona State. USC had an unplanned bye week last week. I think the Bruins score enough to win this week. A win next week, and they actually finish 8-4. Let's go Bruins, -3.5 over USC. Next up on the docket, we're going to play UTEP, -9 over Rice. The Owls are 3-7 straight up, 2-8 against the spread, and they burned me a couple times, so I'm a little bitter at them. They lost to North Texas by 6. They lost to NC Charlotte by 7 and lost to Western Kentucky by 21. Meanwhile, the Miners are 6-4 straight up, 6-4 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost by 3 at Florida Atlantic. They lost to UTSA by 21 and lost to North Texas by 3. So UTEP started strong this year, but has fizzled these past 3 weeks. Last home game of the season. So I think the Miners will rally. I'll take the Miners -9 over Rice. Then we go to the big game. It is Stanford +1.5 over Cal. The Bears are 3-6 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. They beat Colorado by 23, beat Oregon State by 14, and lost at Arizona by 7. Meanwhile, the Cardinal, 3-7 straight up, a very disappointing 3-7 against the spread. They lost by 7 to Washington, lost by 45 to Utah, and lost by 21 at Oregon State. So Stanford has had an extremely disappointing season. David Shaw is actually currently 9-14 in conference games over the last 3 years after 8 straight winning seasons to start at Stanford. The rivalry is called the big game. So one would think Stanford could be fired up for this one. So I'll take the Cardinal +1.5 at home against Cal. Next up on the docket, it is a marquee matchup in the Pac-12. Oregon +3.5 over Utah. The Ducks are 9-1 straight up, 5-5 against the spread. They beat Colorado by 23. They won at Washington by 10 and beat Washington State by 14. Meanwhile, the Utes are 7-3 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. They beat UCLA by 20, won at Stanford by 45, and won at Arizona by 9. The Utes are hot, but this Oregon team has been written off since losing at Stanford back on October the 2nd. The Ducks are still squarely in the playoff mix. This team won at Ohio State, and now they will add a win at Utah to their resume. I like the Ducks, +3.5 over Utah. Then on our final game on our college football card, we're going to play Utah State, -5.5 over Wyoming. The Aggies are 8-2 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. They beat Hawaii by 20, won at New Mexico State by 22, and beat San Jose State by 31. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are 5-5, 3-6-1 against the spread. They lost by 6 at San Jose State. They beat Colorado State by 14. Then last week, they lost to Boise by 10. So the Aggies are red hot, and I expect that trend to continue. Wyoming backdoored me on a last-second 74-yard touchdown last week. Not again. Aggies, -5.5 is the play over Wyoming. So let's recap our Saturday games. We like Michigan State, +19 over Ohio State. Oklahoma, -3.5 over Iowa State. Northwestern, +11 over Purdue. Texas, +3 at West Virginia. Indiana, +7.5 over Minnesota. Cincinnati, -11 over SMU. UCLA, -3.5 at USC. UTEP, -9 over Rice. Stanford, +1.5 over Cal. Oregon, +3.5 over Utah. And Utah State, -5.5 over Wyoming. Thank you for joining us as always. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.